The number of people who've died in Massachusetts from COVID-19-related causes has now passed 1,000. Governor Baker says the state is now in the surge of coronavirus cases, and more hospitalizations are expected. To talk about that and more, we're joined right now by WBUR's Zeninjor and Wameka. Good morning, Zeninjor.
Good morning, Bob.
So the death toll is now at more than 1,100 people in the state. Tell us more about the numbers.
Right now, there are over 29,000 people who have tested positive for the coronavirus in the state, with 1,108 people who have died. And they include people from their 40s into their 100s. You know, when Governor Baker spoke about the deaths yesterday, he got a bit emotional. He talked about how many families won't get a chance to say goodbye to a loved one.
And I really hope that people understand that their healthcare community and the folks who are going to be responsible for helping us work our way through this surge are going to do everything they possibly can to save as many people as we possibly can so that they don't have to deal with this situation and their families and friends don't have to deal with it. But those numbers to me are about lost opportunities and the significance and the importance of loved ones putting it all out there and making sure they don't leave anything unsaid.
The governor also said yesterday, Zeninjor, that more people are going to be hospitalized in the next several days.
Yes, that's right. The governor says that we are now in the surge that models have been predicting. And that means we'll see a surge of patients who will need hospitalization. The governor says the state is pretty well positioned to handle this surge. The state has established field hospitals and is expanding hospital capacity in the coming days. Also, the Department of Public Health will track the number of available hospital beds in the state. And the governor says more supplies are on the way from the federal government.
FEMA notified us this morning that we'll be receiving 1 million pieces of personal protective equipment, including 650,000 masks and 260,000 Tyvek suits.
Zeninjor, as we're gearing up for this expected surge of more people winding up in the hospital in the state, we're also seeing more indications of the economic impact of the coronavirus surge here. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, we've seen several numbers this week that paint a pretty startling economic picture. So earlier this week, the MBTA said it expects to lose $231 million in revenue due to the coronavirus. That's mostly because of lost fares, as ridership has basically plummeted during the pandemic. Now, the T does expect to be able to make up that shortfall with federal stimulus money. We also have data showing that hotel occupancy in Greater Boston was at just 11% the first week of April. That's compared to 77% the same time last year. And many people in that industry have filed for unemployment. Another number we saw this week was in the retail sector. Nationally, retail sales dropped a record 8.7% last month, and the Massachusetts Retailers Association says that number reflects what's happening here locally, too. Of course, some essential businesses like grocery stores and pharmacies are doing quite well.
And Mayor Walsh spoke about, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh spoke about the economy yesterday. What did he have to say?
Yeah, so the mayor took part in a virtual event with the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce yesterday. It was a wide-ranging conversation, but there was quite a bit of discussion about the local economy. And Mayor Walsh said the coronavirus pandemic has affected the city's budget.
We had really plans for making major investments across the board in the budget. We were talking about making big housing investments and big education investments, investments in public safety, a lot of investments in technology and infrastructure throughout the different departments. And a lot of that has been scaled back, if not completely eliminated in our budget.
Now, Walsh says the city is still keeping its commitments to education and a housing voucher program, but he does expect the pandemic to affect the next couple of budget cycles. I should also point out that there was a little bit of discussion about opening things back up in Boston as well.
And we're going to hear more about that from the White House today as President Trump says he's issuing guidance today on the process of reopening businesses and schools around the nation. He has thrown out the target date of May 1st. We don't know if that's what we're going to hear today, but it might be. What did Mayor Walsh say about that?
Yeah, well, the mayor said May 1st is just unrealistic. Walsh says reopening will likely be a process that will happen in phases. Now, this is all really early thinking right now, but city officials are discussing what it might look like to reopen things and how that would work. So there's likely more to come on that in the coming weeks on the local level. And of course, we'll see what happens nationally as well from the president. Now, Mayor Walsh did say he expects schools to be closed beyond the current May 4th reopening date and possibly for the rest of the school year.
What's on the agenda today?
Well, certainly this conversation about reopening businesses, schools, and other places that have been closed down. I'll be looking at how officials are planning to do that and what that will mean for all of us. Also, the state is now reporting COVID-19 cases by city or town, so it'll be important to see how much complete data we get there. And just like with the demographic data, it will be important to see where any disparities might be occurring and how resources are directed to those areas.
All right, WBUR's Anindya and Wemeka, thanks a lot for speaking to us this morning.
You're welcome.